Under the program administered by the Farm Service Agency, cotton producers may receive a cost share payment based on their 2016 cotton acres reported to FSA, multiplied by 20% of the average ginning cost for each production region. Here's Georgia Cotton Commission's Richie Seaton.
The deadline has been extended to May 31st. Then producers should be mindful they need to get to their local FSA office to sign up for this. It was a program that cotton industry worked hard to get, and I'm sure that those program benefits would be welcomed by our farmer. This would be the ginning cost share for this 2016 crop. The 2018 crop will be covered by the seed cotton program that was recently approved and got cotton back in Title I. At this point, there has been no action. There has been some conversation about pursuing something for the 2017 crop, but no decision has been made on that at this point in time.
Now, CGCS payments are capped at $40,000 per producer, and in order to qualify for the program, you must meet conservation compliance provisions and be actively engaged in farming and have an adjusted gross income not exceeding $900,000. Now, the program was established under the statutory authority of the Commodity Credit Corporation Charter Act. To learn more about the CGCS program, just visit this website, fsa.usda.gov/CGCS, or simply contact your local FSA county office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.